advisor for clean air.
Sheriff Joe comes out with a good one, saying Mexican drug cartels control parts of Arizona now. That's how bad it's gotten. But his statement draws the ire of many who think that he's inflated some of the numbers when he talks about the drug cartel. We'll dive into that. Just as Arizona asked for 3,000 more National Guardmen, and they get 20 instead. Talk about inflated. I have no idea what sent this man into the Discovery Channel headquarters, other than he dubbed himself an environmentalist. If anything, he was militant. He was killed by the cops, but not until there was a four-hour standoff. We've got more details on that. Operation New Dawn, that's what it's being called. The Iraq War goes on, in a sense. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. We swing from one place to another. That's how we roll here on this show. If you want to be a part of it, hang on. Join us for the ride and throw in your 2 cents whenever you feel like it. 800-259-5791. We start with the Islamic Center at Ground Zero. It's 2 blocks from Ground Zero, but stone's throw away. You know by now. Look it up. It's Park 51. And what it was a Burlington Coat Factory store. It's going to be 13 floors for this center that'll have a pool and a mosque and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. The Cordova Initiative is the group that's put it together. They say it's about building a bridge, about embracing other cultures and an understanding of the Muslim people as well in exchange for those who would come into the doors of the place. But it's been nothing but detrimental for some people in New York City and in other parts because of the sensitivity, certainly, of what happened on 9/11. We're getting ready for another 9/11 anniversary coming up here in a week. And the feelings are fueled and certainly out of control in some senses in New York City. But it's a question of where this all ends up, and I think it's more about the money than all this other conversation. Because if the money isn't completely there, then it doesn't go up in the first place. It's $100 million that you're talking about, and there are some big-name investors like George Soros is one of them. Do they stick around, or do the investors pull out or agree with the governor of New York and say that it needs to be relocated? It's weird because the momentum has swung in a completely different direction. For example, Senator Orrin Hatch has come out and said that the mosque should be where it is. If they want the mosque there along with the center, they've got the permits. If they have the permits and everything else, that it should be able to go as is. And this becomes, for some, a freedom of religion issue. I mean, look, there's all sides of this story, no question about it. So, as a result, I will say this is probably one of the more positive things, and I'm saying positive things, that has come out of this. In the last four plus years we've been doing America Tonight, how often when this comes up about terrorism and it was fueled by some mosque somewhere and in the United States people were waiting and lying in wait, but then it turns out that they had ties to a radical imam, whatever. And always it would be the same thing. Why don't more people of the Muslim faith who know that this is radical, nutballs, extremists, weirdos, freaks, whatever, who are taking the Quran to its literal interpretation, why don't they come out in mass and say, listen, I'm an American. I'm like everybody else. I have these beliefs, but I'm an American first, and I distance myself from the extremists just as you do. That is happening now in a series of advertisements that are being played all over New York City and talking about that, hey, I don't agree with what's happened either, and I'm of Muslim faith, and I want everybody to know that I'm just like you. So here's what Nahad Awad had to say about, is there Islamophobia and what's happened with this? That 9/11 certainly impacted some Muslims, that's true. And also, what are the politicians doing? What's going on here? Here is his take.
The leadership of that church is morally bankrupt, and they're trying to seek attention and self-promotion at the expense of others, including acting in an unchristian behavior. 9/11 hit us all hard, and we should not allow those who seek political and religious division in the United States to win. The political leadership within the Republican Party has been silent, and the Democratic leadership also could have been more forceful in defending the American Muslim community's rights to freedom of religion.
All right, so you hear there he ripped both parties, the Democrats, and not really saying anything to his liking enough anyway, and then also talking about the Republicans and using what's happened in New York. I think it goes beyond that. I think it's good that this New York Muslim group is out there and they're trying to say, listen, you know, we're just like you. We're New Yorkers. We live in Chicago. We pray, we gather, and we are not inhumane or insensitive or unethical or any of those things. But, you know, the bottom line for this whole thing now at this point, no question about it, and I'm saying this because I was there. I was there when all this went down. I was there many times afterwards to watch what was happening at Ground Zero. And just 5 months ago, I was back and saw what was happening in that area. And there's movement. There's still that hole in the ground, or a hole in the sky, I like to call it, because it's so sad to still see that area. But I just don't think this is the right spot for it. I do think there is an insensitivity chip here, because there are plenty of mosques around New York City, and there are plenty of places to build in Lower Manhattan that are right near there, but yet not quite as close on top of it. And because it's become that disturbing to the majority of the families who lost people in 9/11, not all of them, because some of them have come out on the other side, but since the majority feel that way, is there something about the honor of the people? I think there should be. And there's no way to really vocalize this other than through the media or in neighborhoods or by protesting out in front of the place, which happened last weekend. But other than that, there's no public hearings or anything, because there was already that land commission hearing. And because it wasn't a historical area or wasn't dubbed that, the building, the site, whatever, nothing was going to change as far as the building permits and whatnot. So there's no hoops to go through. It's only about the money. It's only about whether the money's there and they raise it and then raise the place. But I don't believe this is the right place for this. Do I believe in freedom of religion? Absolutely do. I believe there are other places to put it where you wouldn't rip the hearts out of some of the people. Yeah. And I think there is enough. It's not just a few fringe people. It's not just a few people using it for political gain, although I'm sure there is that. I think it's more about the people who were touched by this, who were ripped apart by this. Think of holy centers. Think of places where horrific things have happened and what is often put up in that place. Right? Pearl Harbor. Has anybody ever been to Pearl Harbor? Have you ever been out on those boats to see what that's like? Ooh. And, of course, there's tombs. It's the tombs to those ships. And that's what you see. They could have been removed, but it wasn't. That was the idea. Okay, it's a watery grave, and to honor them, boom. I mean, think of other places and other things that have happened and what has been put in that place and what's in and around there. And I guess that's my point. All right, so we're going to continue here down the path on America tonight. Coming up on the flip side, we've got a couple of things in store for you, including some odds and ends, things that we might not have hit on yet.
RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This has to be the biggest story, and it came to an end for the environmental militant, that's what he's being dubbed, James Lee, who decided he was going to take over the Discovery Channel headquarters wearing explosives. He was taking three people hostage, and ultimately, for all those hours, everybody was out of the building or else they were hiding in closets in the upper floors. And when it's all said and done, what was the deal? What was he trying to accomplish by doing this? He was rattling off a bunch of nonsense. He had put some stuff on his website. And the idea was that he was railing against birth. He was railing against people having babies, saying that it's disgusting, the human babies and parasitic infants, and we should disassemble a civilization. And his manifesto also called on the Discovery Channel to broadcast to the world their commitment to save the planet, and he attacked some other things that they had done. So it was a big drama. And it happened when workers in the building got a bulletin from the security folks there saying, "We have reason to believe there's an armed gunman at One Discovery Place, and all employees should seek protection in a locked office on their respective floors immediately." They sent that email, and then they read it over the PA system as well, and he was in the lobby, so police were swarming all over the place with assault rifles, and they could not talk this guy out. So in the end, they took him out. And it's a good thing because they did a great job. Tempers were flaring, I'm sure. He was waving his gun around. People could see that. And you had kids that were in the daycare center there. They were rolled out of the daycare center and into McDonald's across the street, the guy was off his rocker. There's no question. So the FBI and ATF and explosive experts rushed to that building. They tried to do what they could. They sealed off the area, and they kept the people safe. That's the idea. When something like this happens in a hostage situation, it's to get the people out safely, and they did. The people got out safely. It's strange because we live in the world of Twitter and Facebook and whatever. Some of the people were trapped. They were on the floors above and did what the email told them to do, just lock yourself up or whatever. And there was one guy who texted his family and friends and said this. Imagine getting this text, okay? Friends, I am in a work closet with workers here. There is a shooter at Discovery. I'm okay. Oh, that's awful. And it makes you wonder how many people now look over their shoulder to figure out what is the strategy here if somebody goes nuts. Somebody gets fired and comes back, if somebody else just loses it on the job, what is it that we need, you know, I need to do to keep myself safe and try to figure out a way to survive this? So ultimately, it all ended okay because nobody was hurt other than the crackpot himself. And he was loaded up with explosives, so it could have ended in a different way. Fired shots, and nobody else hurt. But, geez, it just really makes you wonder. He had been at the Discovery Channel headquarters before, protesting outside, hired some homeless people to carry signs for him, threw thousands of dollars up into the air, was shouting crazy things, was arrested, and was told not to go near the building again, and that probation had been lifted. And it was just 2 weeks ago. So he decided to come back, and he had to have known that this was going to be it because there was a way to bail, and he certainly did not take that. Speaking of bailing, people are bailing in North Carolina. It's a good thing, too. Got to heed those warnings, people. All you have to do is go through one hurricane, tornado, or natural disaster, and Mother Nature and what it's like when she rears her ugly head, and you pay attention. So Hurricane Earl is definitely barreling toward the east. It's just a question, does it snap inward or does it just brush by? Brushing by, there'll still be some effect. Snapping inward would be disastrous. Already, every area like North Carolina on the Outer Banks has been declared a state of emergency, and all the governors in North Carolina, Virginia, etc., said the same thing. But really, the Carolinas are on high alert. Cat 4 means 135, 140 miles an hour. Earl, will it be downgraded to Category 3? They're saying there's some fluctuations in the storm's force in the next couple of days. So they're just keeping their eye on it to see what kind of wallop it's going to pack. Certainly the waters will rise along the coastal areas. It's a question of how much they'll rise. The storm right now, 400 miles wide, and it's supposed to skirt the coastline. But if Earl changes his mind and decides to come in for a real big visit, then it's going to just torch the Outer Banks. I mean, torch it. So people are gearing up. What do you do when you gear up? You got to get ready to eat meals if you're going to try to weather it. Bottled water, generators, all that's being sent to North Carolina. So certainly the supplies are going to be there by Thursday morning. That's a good thing. There's medical people that are on standby there. And because of Katrina, I think you have people that are paying attention. You have people that are on top of this because they don't want another disaster of epic proportions like Katrina. You can only do so much, but if you're prepared, it's a lot different. So high winds, heavy rains, air traffic. See, that's the thing. A lot of people would jump on planes on Friday morning and go off maybe for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, come back later on Monday, and that's going to change a lot of holiday plans for a lot of people thanks to this hurricane. Oof, nasty, nasty, nasty stuff. again, just take that advice and don't do it. Don't do it if you're thinking of making a trip. Well, if you're making a trip not by car, you would be your own choice, but by air, they would just cancel the flights if it got that bad. And how about this Joe Miller? I wonder if this is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the Tea Party. He had an upset win, certainly, over the incumbent. It's so hard to knock off incumbents, but it was a big, stunning win over Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. And now it's on to the midterm election, but in a state that's as Republican as Alaska is, Miller should have no problem whatsoever. He should be done. He should be in. And what Joe Miller is saying is, look, the message is about let's return the country back to its constitutional foundation, and we can put the Republican Party back on track. It's not about fringe people whatsoever, because, of course, now when you are a candidate that embraces the Tea Party, you have to describe what that is, and there is no definite definition for the Tea Party at this point. He's calling for a halt in massive federal land holdings. He calls federal fiefdoms. That was a big thing, and I think that helped him. Also, the role of the IRS, he thinks, should be diminished, and that the states ought to be restored to their constitutional relationship with the federal government. All those things are what helped him beat Murkowski, who I think was surprised initially when he decided to run. I don't think she was going to have that much of a problem, and Palin backed him up. And there may be other shoes to drop when it comes to the Tea Party becoming what some are suggesting the new grand old party. But we're still a ways away from November, although, boy, time flies, doesn't it? Here we are already into September. Woo! It flies, baby. This is the last one here on Odds and Ends, and it's a doozy, too. Speaking of federal government, congressional investigators are looking into some of the lawmakers for possibly misspending government funds meant to pay for overseas travel. Imagine that. In March, the Journal reported that lawmakers had used cash stipends meant to cover certain costs of official government travel overseas to cover unauthorized expenses. Shocking. Like the per diem, like the travel funds, all that stuff. The meals. So what truly is the story? I can't say I'm surprised, right? Stay with us. More to come.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
Try to do. That luck has got to hold on you.
All right, we're going to check the mail in a second here, but before we do that, let's skedaddle off to Mark in New York, who's listening to us here on America Tonight. Yo, Mark, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, hopefully Earl won't smash us too bad here. I'm worried about it. I haven't gotten a generator yet. I should be more prepared. I should get a generator. You never know when the stuff's going to hit the fan.
Yeah, because in Long Island, you know, can get kids. I've got friends up in Long Island. They're worried. They're making preparations to be there because they're worried about floods.
I got a lot of friends in Long Island. I'm just hope everybody's safe. But I was just listening to you the last couple of minutes. I'll make this quick. I know you're going to the mailbag. I remember how I called you the other night and we rambled on and on. At the end of the call, the only thing I could say was watch your back. You never know what's coming down the pike. Remember?
That's right, right.
And sure enough, this guy is waving a gun in D.C., one of the most anti-gun places in the world. But this is not about gun control.
No.
There's a couple things that are bothering me. This guy, Lee, he looks as if he's maybe Eastern. The old term was Oriental, so I'll just say Asian.
Right.
Like the fellow from Virginia Tech. I don't know if this guy was on any kind of psychotropic drugs, whether he was on meds or anything like that, but it's curious that this is going on. Now, you'll have to forgive me. I listened to Michael Savage, and the initial reports was he was big pro-environmentalist and pro-abortion, this guy. Is that what you heard?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a completely environmentalist, completely, yes.
All right. What I would like to see now, because of that, you're not going to, other than Fox or maybe some other places, you're not going to see a big to-do about that. Mm-hmm. You shoot an abortion doctor, and it's news for forever. Now, it was wrong what he did. We condemn the guy. He gets the death penalty. The abortion shooter, he's gone. This guy's pro-abortion, radical environmentalist. I don't hear Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I don't hear anything from Jenna Napolitano, Homeland Security, saying that gun owners, veterans, and right-wing guys like me to listen to shortwave radio are going to be shooting up the place. See, get here to pin drops America. Yeah, that's right, because they don't. This doesn't fit their mold.
Yeah.
If this guy's so pro-abortion, why don't he just go and take the gun and put a bullet in his own head, give himself an abortion that just, you know, 30 or 40 years later? Why does he have to go take people hostage?
I agree. And for 4 hours to deal with that, they had kids there. Luckily, nobody was taken out, but you had a whole child care center where you had babies in cribs that were rolled across the street over to McDonald's.
And you know as well as I do, we would give our own lives for even a stranger's children. I mean, this and I'm not gloating here. I'm just saying, where are the people that are saying that the right wing or the extremists or the KKK? Here you got another Asian nut job. You know, going crazy, and I just, there may be something more to it. Like I said, you know, and God bless the police this time. I heard a comment that someone, a newscaster, asked the police officer or the police spokesman, why did you shoot him? Are these people serious? I mean, someone's waving a gun, whether it's real, fake, bombs. They're intending to use deadly physical force against an innocent person. That's what you do. You take them out. It's sad and it's horrific. And you have to have post-traumatic stress, and you know, police officers have to get, you know, have someone talk to after. No matter whether you're a civilian or a cop, you know, you just took a life. But what do they want them to do? Put out, give them coffee and tea, and talk about it?
No, and they couldn't. They tried to negotiate for 3 hours. They were into 4-hour territory, and you're right, Mark. He was waving a gun around, and he was Jimmy rigged up with bombs.
Right, and the blessed thing was that. Oh, I say blessed. You know me. I'm not gloating. I ended my last phone call with saying, you never know what's coming, folks. Watch your back. And thank God they had a shot to get the guy. And hopefully the people that saw it, I mean, they're going to be just so ecstatic that their lives were saved. But, I mean, you'll see. This will just disappear. But there may be some other, you know, motives going on here. And just thankfully it ended in a positive way. You don't gloat. You don't see how happy to see a dead person. Rather see this guy go than the kids that were there. You know what I mean? And then,
absolutely.
That's it. Thanks, babe.
All right. Have a good one. Absolutely. Because, and that's exactly what I said. This could have ended up in a bloodbath. I mean, who knows? He knew once he was going in there and he was rigged up with explosives and the gun in his head that he wasn't getting out of there. He had to have known that. So what a lot of these shooters do is they start picking people off that don't even know him, that have nothing to do with him. That didn't happen. Of course, the hostages were probably scared beyond belief. Two were employees, and they had to be worried as to whether or not they were going to get out of that. That's a long time to sit there and sweat and have this guy spewing things and waving a gun around. And this isn't the movies. This is real life. So there's no John Travolta-like hero to sweep in and save you, or maybe Clint Eastwood is a better example. I mean, this is real life. So I said the same thing, that the cops did a great job there. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
DeVale is here!
Woo!
Ah, thanks, Homer. Here we go to Dennis McMahon, who says, in a few days, we'll mark another anniversary of the attack on America of September 11th, 2001. Bin Laden is still at large. Other perpetrators and financiers of the greatest attack on America since Pearl Harbor are still at large. We took care of the perpetrators of Pearl Harbor and their Nazi and fascist allies in less than 4 years. But the timeline on 9/11 goes on and on. Only the Charlie and Ernie show on WVMT 620 in Vermont, one of our fine affiliates, has played the fireman song every day and will continue to do so until Bin Laden is captured or killed. We need military and judicial closure on the attack on America. Best regards, Dennis. He's absolutely right. We say this all the time, that not enough attention is paid and more time goes on and you get further and further away from it. I think this is why there was so much ire over the Islamic Center and that being built close to the towers going down, because there were problems in figuring out what to do with the towers, as Mark, who just called, knows. It was ridiculous in New York, where they were arguing over memorial or let's build the towers back or whatever. It became a nightmare. And still all these years, you know, you're in the beginning stages of that, and that's part of the problem there. But we should never forget that Osama bin Laden needs to be captured, killed, or verified dead, because I know some of you really truly believe the guy is dead. The whole thing about the kidneys and he's somewhere buried. I don't think so. I think he's alive. And we've had other people on the air connected to the CIA who say that, confirm it. That absolutely. In fact, we had somebody on who talked about a couple of, maybe a year and a half ago, seeing a, they are positive, seeing a picture of Bin Laden, seeing some kind of a personal picture. If you remember, we had him on and we couldn't identify him. So tomorrow on our next show, we're going to have on somebody who was a lieutenant who, Bob Darling his name is, and he was there for 9/11 and the whole bunker thing, what happened with the White House and getting things back and forth and what it was like when 9/11 happened from the perspective of the military and being there at the White House and how everybody hunkered down. What were the things that really went on? I can't wait till we have that conversation. It's going to be fun. Fun in the sense that we'll get some new nuggets of information, I think, that we didn't have before. Certainly it's not fun in winding the clock back and thinking about 9/11. All of you listening to me in some way were touched by what happened there. Whether you were just watching the sad, horrific pictures and were glued to it because you could not believe, you were mystified as to what was happening in New York, or like Mark and I, you were in New York and you saw what was going on and were mystified and horrified and watching it in living color. I'll give you some of my recollections when we get to 9/11 and what I saw and what happened, and we'll have more people on the show too as we try to, I guess, honor the people that lost their lives and then also fill in the blanks with some of the information that we now know and where we're headed with all of this. All right, we got another one here from Jeff. Jeff, hey, he says, hey, Kate, listening to you here in Kansas, we love the show. Keep on bringing it. And he says, I'm a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, and I believe there are still some good Democrats on the Hill, but there are a lot of people, as you say, who are too politicized. And I'm curious about the Tea Party. I do have some friends who think like I do, and they've gone out to some of the rallies, and they say it isn't all crazy people like you often hear and see on the nightly news. Well, here's what you got to remember. Crazy makes for a better soundbite. That's what we call it. So you're going to play up the crazy, play up the nuts, play up all that stuff, the controversy, whatever. At whatever rally it is, doesn't matter if it's a Democratic rally, Republican rally, so be it. And there are hard feelings about the Tea Party. There are misconceptions about what it is, and then there certainly are nutty people involved in the Tea Party. So that's the problem. There is no real, I think it was Rand Paul who said this, who's running for the Senate in Kentucky, in trying to embrace the Tea Party, but not completely embrace everything that he's hearing. It still needs to unfold. I mean, these are baby steps, and this is more about the bubbling over of frustration, I think, than anything else. If anything, what you see is the frustration of a lot of different people who are tired of what's going on with the government. They're tired of the deficit, tired of the crazy spending, tired of the economic situation that we're seeing, all of that. And that's what this movement, I think, was spurred on from. And then the whole reference to the taxation without representation, initially that was partially what it was about. Quickly, here's one from Joe Bard. Kate, I gotta say, I cannot wait till you get to nail the score. When is that happening? I heard you mention it the other day. I didn't catch it. It's happening next week, next Thursday. You betcha. Nail the Score is back in the house. Hang with us.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play
with you. Everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. You know the spiel, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, we love David and Goliath kind of stories here, don't we? We've got a good one for you. How about Facebook? They're suing, not as well known, a company called TeachBook. And what TeachBook does is it's for educators. Facebook is saying that they own the name Book for social networking sites. So does this suit hold up or not? Is there any merit to it? We're very pleased to welcome to the show somebody who has much better insight into this than I do, Professor Edward Lee, and he is a master at intellectual property law because he's the director of it at Chicago Kent College. Hey, Professor Lee, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Yeah, hi, Kate. It's my pleasure to be here.
All right, first of all, it sounds so funny to say that Facebook says, no, we own Book, but is there something to that? As I said, is there any merit in this?
Well, you know, Kate, Facebook is taking a very aggressive approach to its trademark, and, I would think that a lot of lawyers out there would raise their eyebrows at the very aggressive claim that Facebook is making to the word book. As far as the two claims they bring, one is for trademark infringement, which requires a likelihood of confusion. That just seems very doubtful in this case, a likelihood of confusion between Facebook and TeachBook. Facebook has 500 million users. TeachBook hasn't even launched, and if you look at their site, it looks very different in what they're trying to do to help educators share lesson plans, basically. The other claim potentially has more ground for Facebook to run on. It's a claim that of trademark dilution, that the somehow the use of the word teach book would make less distinctive the power of the mark Facebook. And that is a more controversial claim, I think. There have been criticisms of the scope of dilution claims in the past, and I think that's going to that will increase if more of these kind of aggressive dilution claims are brought.
What, and I know we're speculating here, but why do you think Facebook is being so aggressive about that? Because they want to show everybody out there that, hey, as you said, we've got 500 million strong behind us, and we don't want to have any confusion over our brand, so we're going to go after even the littlest of fish.
Yeah, I'm still left scratching my head. It really doesn't make sense to me as a business strategy for Facebook to try to go after this little startup company that's trying to help teachers out in sharing their lesson plans. I just don't see how it encroaches or interferes with, you know, Facebook's overall business plan. It just seems like a really big stretch that somehow this TeachBook site would in any way diminish the Facebook mark. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it does, though, bring up what I think a lot of people don't understand. Small businesses, you mentioned startups. There are a lot of startups right now, as you know, Professor, because you look around and you see the economy and people are thinking outside of the box. So in one way, that's exciting. But I think in other senses, sometimes people step into terrain that they're not real familiar with. They know their product and they know what they're doing there. But then when it comes to launching companies, it's the little things that can get them. And a lot of times we'll see this with trademarking. Explain when you should trademark and why that's important for people even with a small business.
Well, basically all businesses will want to trademark both their trade name, the name that they use for their business, and also any marks that indicate the products or services they offer. And here TeachBook is serving, I think, both roles. So that will be something that any startup company will want to establish rights in, the mark that they use, so that consumers know who they are and know what they provide and go to the site, you know, repeatedly based on the term, you know, TeachBook in this case. And by the way, I should mention that, you know, TeachBook, you know, if you think about it, is a clever way of describing their business. They want teachers to be able to share lesson plans, and TeachBook is, you know, a clever way to encapsulate that. It's sort of a nice play on words, you know, joining together, teach and book. And, you know, as a trademark, they probably thought that this was fine. And the problem they now face is that as a startup company, they don't have many resources to litigate a trademark lawsuit against, you know, a billion-dollar company like Facebook. You know, it just would not be probably prudent for a startup company to try to vindicate their name and spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in litigation against a company like Facebook. And I think that's the, you know, worry when you mentioned the David and Goliath problem here. The worry is that there may be Goliaths out there who are able to bully the Davids out there to stop using marks that, in some cases at least, they should have a legitimate right to be able to use those marks, but it may not ever get litigated to completion if the startup companies don't have enough money to do so, and probably in a lot of cases they won't.
Right, so TeachBook might end up, based on what you just said, in all probability they could end up having to change their name, making a decision on that it might not be worth it for them to even try to scrape together the money, right?
Right, well, that would be the easiest thing for them to do in order to conserve their resources. I'm not sure how much funding they have, but if it's a startup company, you know, you can guess, let's say $1 million or less, you know, that's much less than Facebook. And also, you know, litigating a case to trial and then possible appeals, you know, could be, you know, several million dollars, you know, when it's all said and done. So, you know, practically speaking, the startup company would have to make some difficult choices about whether to try to vindicate themselves versus just, you know, backing down, and even though they might have legitimate argument.
Yeah.
To their name.
How hard is it, because people listening are thinking, maybe clicking the idea, the light bulb's going off in their head, and you teach this, but how easy is it to get a trademark? Somebody wants to get a trademark, it's not going to cost them an arm and a leg, right?
Right, no, it isn't. So there are two components to getting a trademark. One is using the mark, and once you use the mark and you're the first one in that line of business, that type of product or service, if you're the first one to do so, you will get rights to that mark under the state common law, at least in the geographical region that you're using the mark. But then more typically, because we have a national market and for some products and services we have a global market, companies register their marks in the Federal Trademark Office, which will entitle them to national protection for their trademark. And that process, if we're talking about without attorney fees, put that aside for a second, that registration itself would be only several hundred dollars to do that. Now, you can add in, though, attorney's fees if you have an attorney who does the filing of the registration. Plus, some companies will hire a name consulting firm that will do some background searches to see if the name has already been taken by other businesses. And I'm not sure if that happened in this case or not, but that could be about a few hundred dollars, if not $1,000 or more, to do that.
All right, so you can either do it yourself, or if you have a feeling there might be problems, it might be more prudent to get an attorney.
Right, and also the consulting firm that does a search to see what has been taken already, and sometimes the attorney can do that, but there are actually firms that consulting firms that do the searching of names and trademarks that are already taken as well.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. We'll have to wait and see what happens here with TeachBook, whether they decide to change their name or they go a different route. Professor Ed, Chicago Kent College of Law's Intellectual Property Law Program. You're the director of that. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. We'll talk to you again down the road here on America Tonight.